Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of the Cure Talks Cancer podcast. Each week, we'll be hearing from patients, survivors, caregivers, advocates, or healthcare professionals to do what Cure does best, provide cancer updates, research, and education. This week, we spoke with entertainment journalist, author, entrepreneur, fashion designer, and beauty expert Juliana Rancic before the 2019 Extraordinary Healer Award for Oncology Nursing held in Anaheim. As a breast cancer survivor, Juliana spoke to a crowd of 1,000 nurses about her journey, which all started in 2011.
I had an interesting journey with breast cancer and the way I was diagnosed. So I was 36 years old and I was trying to have a child, and my husband and I went through a couple of rounds of IVF, which did not work. And we decided for our third round to go to Denver, Colorado, to a clinic there, an infertility clinic there. And everything was going really well. We had a successful IVF in terms of the retrieval. And when we were talking about the implantation, the next step, and hopefully getting pregnant, I was sitting with the nurse. My husband and I were sitting with our nurse, Kelly, and she was going through our checklist of things that we still hadn't done. And at the end of that list was a mammogram. And she said to me, you know, Juliana, you haven't had a mammogram yet, and you need to receive a mammogram, get a mammogram. And I said, oh, I wanted to talk to you about that. You know, I'm 36 years old. I have no family history. Do I need to get a mammogram? And she said, well, I'll tell you why we make that part of our protocol. Because our whole goal is to get you pregnant. And if we get you pregnant and you just so happen to have breast cancer, especially if it's estrogen positive breast cancer, the last thing we want to do is get you pregnant, right? It could fuel the cancer, all those hormones and estrogen. And so I said, okay, fair enough. And I went and got a mammogram. And shortly after, I found out I had breast cancer. What's wild is I later found out, after getting a double mastectomy and the pathology came back, that I did indeed have estrogen positive breast cancer. So thank goodness I didn't get pregnant. Thank goodness they made that part of their protocol. And it's just incredible. But I'll never forget Kelly telling me, my nurse telling me to get this mammogram and really explaining to me in a very meaningful way why I needed it done. And it made perfect sense. And trust me, I've thanked her many times for encouraging me to go get that mammogram, because ultimately it, you know, could have saved my life. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I was diagnosed, and I initially had a lumpectomy, and we didn't clear the margins, unfortunately. And that led me to figure out what I had to do next. And I could have gotten another lumpectomy, but I just decided for me, based on, you know, obviously a lot of conversations with my medical team and my husband, for me, the right thing to do was get a double mastectomy. And that was 7 years ago. So very happy it all worked out, and now I'm cancer-free.
Since learning of her diagnosis, Juliana's path to parenthood was altered. However, her and her husband welcomed a baby boy just a year after learning of her breast cancer diagnosis.
Basically, when I was diagnosed with breast cancer and I realized I had estrogen-positive breast cancer, carrying my own child was not in the near future for me, because I knew I was going to have to go on medication for 5 years. So we decided to go down the surrogacy path, and we were fortunate enough and blessed enough to have a wonderful surrogate who carried our son. And it was, a dream come true. She was wonderful. And, what was kind of amazing about the whole thing was, in less than 1 year, actually a week short of a year, I had, you know, the scariest day of my life and the darkest day of my life when I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And not even a year later, I had the greatest day of my life when our son was born. And, I think that time in my life, as scary as it was and going through breast cancer, also taught me so much about life and so much about the universe and the way things work, and just knowing that there is a bigger plan. You know, there is something bigger at play here, because there were so many times where I thought, oh man, like I can't, little old me cannot carry all this weight on my shoulders, you know, and I can't, this is a lot for me to handle, but it's not just about me. I don't need to do this. Like, I feel like once you kind of surrender and know that there's something bigger than you at play here, it kind of lets you exhale a little bit and know that you're going to be okay, you know, and things will work out. And they certainly did for us. And so now I think I, you know, of course, you prioritize, your priorities change when you go through something like this. And, you know, I've become a stronger person, a better person. But also I think I have, I don't know, I just have, you know, I don't get as worried as I used to about things, because I know that they have a way of working themselves out for the better. And I have a lot of faith in that. So I think, you know, it's taught me a lot. It's definitely made me a better person, that's for sure. It's hard, right? I mean, it is so hard. And especially since sharing my story, I've met so many women who were in my shoes, you know, have been in my position, who are trying to have a family and then get diagnosed with breast cancer. And it's scary, and your future is uncertain, and your family is uncertain. You're not quite sure what you're going to do. And suddenly all the planning is just, you know, it's, you're not quite sure what you're going to do anymore, you know. So I think the most important thing is just to get a great team and really look at all your options and know that there are a lot of options, and just try to get a plan together. I think a roadmap is so important. You know, for my husband and I, that was a really big deal. Like, just always feeling like we had a plan. That helped us. So I think that that's probably the most important thing. Doing your research, looking at all your options, and then making a plan, so you're not kind of just every day waking up with so much uncertainty. You know, at least you have a plan, you have a roadmap, and you know what the goal is, you know, and you try to figure out the best way to get there. But everyone's so different, right? I mean, it's so different. I think just the best thing to do is just hang in there and know that it will work out the way it's meant to be, you know what I mean? And to just have faith.
Following her experience, Juliana learned that one should never underestimate the power of love, encouragement, and support.
You know, it's kind of amazing. So when I was diagnosed, I kept it private in the beginning, of course. And I mean, you know, you need time to just digest this and be with your family. And when I decided to go public with the diagnosis, it was at a time in my life when my husband and I were doing a very positive reality show about, you know, marriage and trying to have a child and that sort of thing. And when we decided to do the show, we made a deal with each other that if we're going to do this, we're going to be honest and open and bring people on this journey, and hopefully, you know, the show will inspire people in some ways, you know. And so we had to make a decision whether or not, you know, I was going to go public with this, and also whether or not this was going to be on the show, you know. And I just remember talking about it with my husband and discussing it and thinking, you know, I have this incredible platform between the show and being on E! Entertainment and E! News and the red carpets. We have such, you know, we have an international audience at E! We're broadcast in 160 countries. And so, you know, when I thought about that, I thought, wow, you know, with the amount of young women who watch E! News, and, you know, if I can share my story, someone who never had a family history, who was perfectly healthy, who was young, if I can share my story and help someone else and maybe encourage someone else, whether it's to get a mammogram or do a self-exam if, you know, if you're under 40, whatever it is, if I can just help someone in some way, why not? I mean, you know, it's such an incredible platform, and I just felt like it was such a privilege to be able to do that. And so that's really what you know, drove me to reveal what was going on and reveal my diagnosis. And that was really what I was thinking at the time, you know, in terms of, I thought, okay, let me put my story out there. Hopefully it will help someone. What I didn't realize was as soon as I shared it, and here I was going, you know, about to have surgery, and I would look at social media, and the amount of love and encouragement and support from all around the world was so overwhelming, and like overwhelmingly beautiful and gracious and powerful. I was not expecting that, and I cannot emphasize enough how important that was and how meaningful that was during that time in my life. Because I remember one word I would always see in the comments and, you know, in the messages was the word strong. Okay, like stay strong, be strong, you can do this, you're strong, be strong, stay strong. And so when I would be in very uncomfortable situations, you know, at the doctor's office, whether it was an MRI, whether it was, you know, getting ready for, you know, surgery, whatever it was, going through just a dark moment, I would close my eyes and I would see those words and I would see those messages, and they helped. They really helped. I was not prepared for that. And I can't tell you how much that meant to me. And to this day, it actually makes me tear up because I think, like, it was just such a beautiful thing. And it was a huge part of my healing process, especially in the beginning, to have that support. And I felt like it was all around me, coming in from all over the world, was really incredible. It really was incredible. And never underestimate the power of supporting someone or giving someone love during a tough time, because it's powerful, you know, and it can help you get through a really tough situation. I mean, it certainly helped me.
Lastly, Juliana learned one major thing through her entire experience that helped her to get through the tough times. This too shall pass.
I have to say, you know, I was diagnosed over 7 years ago, and it's amazing how different things are now, 7 years later, and even 3 years later, 4 years later. Really, the first year, the second year, the third year, those are really, really tough. And it was very hard for me to see, to really like feel like I could go back to a life without thinking about breast cancer 100 times a day. And I'm living proof, though, that it can happen. I mean, it just does not consume me like it used to, but there were many years there where it did. And so all I can really say is something that helped me were the four words, this too shall pass. And that really helped me right from the beginning, like with every little kind of moment I was having that was tough, I would just keep falling back on that. And as hard as it was, I would just think to myself, this will pass, it will get better. And that really helped me. And just knowing that it's going to get better, I think, helped a lot. And knowing that it's okay to feel scared, it's okay to be sad, it's okay to wake up in the middle of the night and be terrified. You know, it's almost, if that's not happening, it's like so normal that that happens, right? And you're not alone. It's happening to so many people, and so many people feel the way you do. And I think I found a lot of comfort in knowing that there were so many people like me out there who were going through this, were just as scared as me. I think that just knowing you're not alone, that it's perfectly normal to feel this way and feel scared and feel uncertain, but also knowing that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and that this too shall pass. That it will pass, and one day it won't be the first thing you think about when you wake up in the morning.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Cure Talks Cancer podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps to hear every episode, or visit curetoday.com/podcasts. The Cure Talks Cancer podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. For more information, visit us at curetoday.com and find us on Twitter at @cure_magazine or Facebook at @curemagazine.